decided that.
I decided that. And I decided that, Hunter, I got three things to say. One, God bless our troops. Two, God bless Super Earth. And three, pimps, it's Podzilla After Dark. On the Podzilla.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Let me get one in there real quick.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I got yes, one too. Sir. I got one too.
And by those fellas, I mean, I can't say.
Space Kong.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time again. Now, you might be asking yourself, Shannon, why is Podzilla After Dark different from all of your other shows? Well, a little known secret on the set of Podzilla 1985, to peel back the curtain a little bit, every Thursday when we do the show, I'm naked.
No, you're not. We can see you.
What you're seeing
don't be making up bits, man. If you're going to do it, go for broke.
What you're seeing is a loop that I have put on repeat a la Speed.
Okay, Sandra Bullock. Nobody's buying it.
Let's introduce the cast tonight. Of course, I am Shannon Young, Mr. Black. With me, I have the Thursday Night Delight, my wingman when I go to battle on the bug-infested planets. That's Jesse Kimball.
Hey, I'll try not to blow you up with a mortar.
Although we did kill Hunter. Also with us tonight, someone that really bugs me, Lindsay Wolfgang.
I'm going to try not to stab myself in the finger like three more times while I finish up what I'm stitching, but I make no promises.
Stitch incoming, it's Shelby Kimball.
Hi there.
And Sergeant at Arms Double H.
Yeah, take a drink. Take a drink there.
It's not enough. I can already tell it's not enough. I'm going to need about three more of these.
No, you need to eat. And then you can have three more.
No, you do it before you eat.
That's how you do that, yeah.
Yeah, it makes the phone calls go away.
The phone calls?
Because you start making
your phone off also does that.
Hunter, I was thinking about this. I've been thinking about this for a couple days now. Okay. I've been thinking about this for one day because we did the show last night. Last night we did White Men Can't Jump on Extras and Epilogues.
We did.
Fantastic episode. Great movie. Dalton was a big fan of it. Big shout out to Dalton. Me and him went down memory lane today and watched some old creepy text theater. More on that later. Dalton also said that Extras and Epilogues is his favorite show by far on the network. And I appreciate that because
it's probably my favorite show
because I love movies. You know, it's a pointed thing. But we were talking about Rosie Perez, as I often do, and I mentioned to you
we did extensively last night. Yes,
I mentioned to you my top five crushes of all time, and I said it was Kate Upton, Sandra Bullock, of course, Taylor Swift, and then the last two I was very iffy on. Well, now I remember one of the definites, and I want to put that out here now so everybody knows it. Okay. And that is Phoebe Cates from Gremlins. Now,
I'm not disagreeing with you because your choices are your choices, sure. And I'm not going to confirm or deny them.
Sure.
But if you forgot, is she really that important to you?
Yes.
If you could not remember this in the moment, does that really then constitute this being something that makes a list?
I feel like just because someone forgets you doesn't mean you're unimportant. I have to believe that, or else I know there's no God. Because he has forgotten me.
I mean,
52 years in running at this point.
He was forgetting you before he even had you going, huh?
He didn't even know I arrived. Much like Madame Web in theaters.
You slipped in under the radar.
He didn't know.
Oh, you're doing the Cindy Sweeney bit. You watch your monologue finally?
I did. That was good. That was a good joke. I like that.
You may have seen me in Euphoria or anybody but you. You did not see me in Madam Web.
Yes. Also, Dakota Johnson said she'll never do a movie like that again because she realizes how it was a mistake. I still want to see it. It's so bad now. I need to see it.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that everything I've read says do not go into this thinking, oh, people didn't go see it because it's bad, so I'm going to get one of those so bad it's good movies. It's just bland. It's just boring. There's nothing.
You think like Fateful Findings? That same Man, kind of no, because, concept?
Because Fateful Findings, well, okay, maybe a little bit, because again, they memed the hell out of that line from the trailer that, you know, my mom was pregnant with me when she was in the Amazon.
He was with jungle, my mom when she was studying spiders in the Amazon, which isn't even in the movie. That's not even in the movie.
No, anyway. Because it shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been in the trailer. It shouldn't have been anywhere close to that film.
I've got some things to talk about tonight.
Yeah?
Let's start off by talking, speaking of trailers. Holy shit. That Fallout trailer.
Yeah.
That was real good.
Oh my.
It's so good.
Oh my.
That actually has a little pump for that show.
It is everything I have ever wanted from a live action Fallout.
Yes.
I mean, as soon as they announced what they were. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
As soon as they announced what they were doing, Walton Goggins as both the ghoul.
Yeah.
Like the ghoul, because that's the character's name, apparently. But also as like the smooth talking fucking vault salesman from before the bombs drop.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, same character. Yeah.
Oh, God. Everything about it looks phenomenal.
I just kept expecting him to talk about fucking Funyuns, though.
He might still. Give him time.
I also love how much power suit there is.
Oh, and how much Brotherhood. And they didn't outright say the Brotherhood were bad. In the trailer, at least.
No.
Well, Ad Victoriam,
no, but they did make them very vengeance-driven. I mean, literally, why did you join us?
To hurt the people who hurt me. Yes!
I mean...
That's how it should be, brother. Ad Victoriam. I watched the trailer the first time at the store, and I really loved it. I watched it again at home. I showed it to Lindsay, and I teared up the second time I watched it, and I realized, oh, God, this is it. I love this. When I saw the Fallout 76 trailer, I almost cried. I'm not afraid to say this. I'm not ashamed to say this. I almost cried when I saw the 76 trailer. The music, the imagery, it just touches me. I love Fallout. This trailer did the same thing. Oh, it looks so good. It looks funny.
Yeah.
It's action-packed. I was picking apart so many little things from the games, like the radiation sound at the beginning, the stim pack laying on the table. Oh, it's just so good, man. I'm so fucking jazzed for this show.
Did you catch the Shady Sands mentioned on the not poster, the sign, I guess.
Yep.
Which is a little odd because it's, well, I mean, I guess it is around that area, but this is supposed to be, I mean, Todd Howard said outright, like, you could consider this, not that we're not going to make Fallout 5 because we are, but you could consider this like Fallout 5. It is going to fully fit within the canon of the games and the established series, and
holy shit,
it's going to be its own thing.
You can start picking apart, I think, Walton Goggins. I mean, obviously he's going to be the best character because it's Walton Goggins, right? But just from the trailer, piecing together what I think his story is going to be, there's the scene of him kissing what I assume is his wife, and she looks like she's African American, and then him carrying the young black child as the bombs are dropping, and him being a ghoul later on and like a killer. I feel like this is going to be a tragic fucking character.
And best news to come out of today, because we knew a lot of this stuff, or at least assumed a lot of it, because we've had several trailers, but the whole damn thing drops on day one.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to watch it at the pace that you want to watch it at. And we've gone back and forth on whether or not that's a good thing about other things, like maybe I want it 1 week at a time so that I don't, you know, just plow through
the anticipation. You know,
but I like the option.
Right.
I like the ability to do that.
And it's only, what, 8 episodes?
It's 8 episodes. Sarah already asked if we're taking off that Friday so that we can just
good binge because
the whole thing.
Famously, I binge watched Daredevil season 2 because I was so jazzed for the Punisher, and I made myself sick of Daredevil by the end of it. But it was also like more episodes, and
it was at least 10.
And also, half the season was good, and half the season wasn't about the Punisher.
Yeah,
and that was the mistake, I think, right there. But this looks great. This looks funny. They played "I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire" in the trailer. Oh my God, it hits on all cylinders. I can't tell you how much I love this enough. So if you haven't watched the trailer, go watch it because it looks phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. I can't praise it enough.
Agreed. Extra hyped for the Fallout Commander decks releasing tomorrow.
Well, I'm not.
I'll be here next week. I got them ordered.
I could not get it. So. I might buy one. This might be what gets me to finally buy a Magic the Gathering. I do have a couple Magic cards, thanks to Zach Kurgis. He gave me some of the Godzilla cards, And I will always love Zach Kurgis. I'll love him for that, especially. But this might convince me to buy some Magic the Gathering for the first time. I also now kind of want to play 76 again. I'm hoping there's more tie-ins with it because I love 76. Hunter, me, Hunter, and Kaz play 76. I mean, we play it religiously. Every day. Yeah.
Waiting to see what will happen. I still do. I mean, again, there are days that I just pop into the store, grab my daily login, and pop back out, but...
It's one of my favorite experiences we've ever had playing, because we all play video games together quite a bit now, and Fallout 76, especially when we were all into it, and I say all of us, I mean me, Kaz, and Hunter, although Jesse did play it for a little bit, Steven played it for a little bit.
I put a couple of months into it. Like, yeah, I got
Bob as well. Bob as well. When we were all Bob playing got it
very
together.
Into it.
Yes.
Bob had a very nice little cliffside house, as I recall.
I think Bob, I missed that house. He burned himself out playing that game, I think. He did everything there was to do. So hopefully there's more on there. But yeah, man, I love the Fallout world so much. We did a Fallout campaign, a short one, a couple of months ago. Tabletop. That was a lot of fun.
That was a year ago, but yes.
Jeez. Well, hey, a year ago is still a couple of months ago.
Yeah. No, because I was drawing up my character when I was going home for Memorial Day weekend for my sister-in-law's baby shower.
It was a little less than a year, but it's getting pretty close. And it's not like that went anywhere, by the way. I'm always up to, you know, pop a little one shot in there whenever you guys decide we want to take an act one break from Deadlands.
Only if Steven comes back. Only if Steven comes back.
Oh, he bring back Chef?
Chef.
But he found Potted Plant, man. What else does he have to adventure for?
Sell drugs?
Oh, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Was that two years ago?
Oh, my God. Was that really two summers ago?
Yes, it was, because that was before we got Ember and Croft.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yeah. She's right. Nope. She's right, and she should say it.
No, I'm going to look it up real quick. Oh, there's God. If that's, I'm going to be honest with you. If that was 2 years ago, no, I'm going to kill myself.
I remember drawing my character while I was at the airport, and the baby shower was right before we got the cats.
Lindsay, I'll kill myself. Are you listening?
Don't.
I wouldn't make that that claim.
I'm looking.
She's right. She's correct.
I'm looking.
She should say it.
Everybody shut up. God damn.
It was 2 years ago.
It was,
I guess, did we really just play Curse of Strahd all last summer?
Holy shit, yeah, because we started May 25th, 2022 is when we did Fallout with a Bang or a Whimper. How?
Wow, so Curse of Strahd was really summer. Wow. Hey, I thought we took a break and did something else, but I guess, we did. Well, no, that was late in the fall we did Candela Obscura.
I can feel the alcohol taking effect a little bit. My brain's getting a little fuzzier, so Spotify, you can demonetize this. I don't make money on it anyway. I'm going to kill myself at this point because of that.
Please.
Well, now when I rewatch this episode under the image of us, at some point is going to say, I'm going to kill myself.
I can try to be funny if you want me to. holy shit, 2 years? Oh my God. I need time to stop.
Yeah, it was May 2022. Holy, because it was literally right after Star Wars.
Or
I don't remember that.
If time is gonna march on the way that it does, do it specifically on Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not aging gracefully.
Neither is Biden.
No, but it doesn't appear to be having any ending effect.
It doesn't have any effect on his fucking voters. Anyway, let's not get political, but really quick, let's get political. Once again, to switch gears a little bit, this affects Hunter especially. They are once again trying to ban TikTok. Here's the thing, though, of a bill that was put into play. I forget when it was put into play. It passed today. And President Biden has already expressed his desire to have the bill come across his desk so he can sign it into law, where they want to ban TikTok unless TikTok sells and gets away from Chinese control. Unless TikTok leaves Chinese control, it looks like it is potentially very likely that they're going to ban TikTok soon.
I just want them to like start like demonetizing like the prank videos. Like that's the
I hate prank videos.
Yeah. Right. Like all the stupid ass prank stuff, and like the algorithm generates like, you know, views on that, and it's what the kids see and they need to not see it. Like if they could just get rid of that, I think TikTok would be fine. Because that's my only real issue is like the stupid ass TikTok pranks. Well, everything ranging from just like the being a little shithead to like shitting in soap dispensers in public places. Dude,
I get the fear. All right. I get the fear of why they want to do this, because TikTok is a Chinese entity, and you don't want a Chinese entity having so much power on an American institution. Because I mean, like everybody uses TikTok. I mean, I don't use TikTok, but I'm in the minority, and TikTok is a fun
very small thing. Minority we are in.
Yeah, TikTok's fine. Like the only problem I have with TikTok is potentially that because you know the China owns it. That they could potentially take this information and use it. Sure, that is a possibility. It is, and that is uncomfortable. I think
the more likely thing that they would do is, you know, start like pushing certain like content, like slowly kind of like brainwashing people basically by like pushing content they want pushed.
Whoa, Jesse, you're saying people can be brainwashed with stuff they see on the internet? Come on, man.
I was gonna say, and that's not already happening in a million other places. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm taking this directly from an AP article about it, and this is kind of where I'm at.
Sure.
Some lawmakers and critics of the app have argued the Chinese government could force the company to share data on American users. TikTok says it has never done that and wouldn't do so if asked. Right. The U.S. government also has not provided evidence of that happening.
Yeah, to me, it boils down to fear-mongering, is what it
yes.
is.
Yes.
100% I will say it right now. I don't use TikTok. I don't care about TikTok, but I don't think TikTok is the big bad boogeyman. It's fine. People that like using TikTok, that's fine. Like I have nothing against TikTok. I do take some of the content. I don't have TikTok, but I watch some of the content from TikTok. I'm not Greg Hunter, but I would like to hear stories about Greg. I think it's silly.
This is directly from a statement that they made about it, which I think is important too. Quote, "This bill is an outright ban of TikTok, no matter how much the authors try to disguise it. This legislation will trample First Amendment rights of 170 million Americans and deprive 5 million small businesses of a platform they rely on to grow and create jobs."
Yeah, and plus, do we really want to get into the business of we don't allow things to be popular in America unless it's made in America? Because
this is a slippery slope.
Yeah. Other countries where American products and American stuff is important. Do we want them to take the same approach?
Haven't you read Agenda 47? We're going to have freedom cities.
Freedom
cities that are put together.
God damn.
And they ban the wokeness. You can't have any wokeness in the freedom city.
Whenever
you can go to the American Academy online and get a bachelor's degree equivalent. That any
law
employer will be required to accept because they're gonna also do that.
Whenever Trump says something,
why not
dumb as fuck like this? You can hear all the people lining up going,
"Yes, sir."
Uh huh.
Did you see the latest Klepper disgusting. Video?
Him with the one where he was talking to Nikki Haley supporters.
Yeah.
I am aware of it, but I haven't watched it. Also, I want to really quick before you get to that, I do want to point out, as we are recording this right now, I have it on in the background. Biden is giving his State of the Union address. And what I love about the State of the Union address, I'm watching it without audio. And God damn, every so often. So Kamala Harris and Mike Johnson are behind him. Kamala Harris is smiling. Mike Johnson looks like a pompous little fucking asshole. And every so often, Kamala Harris gets up and applauds. Half the room gets up and applauds while everyone else sits there quietly. And Johnson looks like a smug little piece of shit. And that is just so fucking telling of politics in America, where it's so divisive that a Democrat says something, all the Democrats get up and cheer, and all the Republicans sit down, and vice versa. It's sad. It's sad what this country is becoming. It really is. Anyway, I'm sorry. Jesse, go ahead.
You mean is becoming? It already has become.
But it was never this bad until the past couple of years when Donald Trump opened the door to stupidity at large. It was never this bad. Go ahead, Jesse. I'm sorry.
It's bad to a point where the latest video of Klepper is him talking to Nikki Haley supporters. This is prior to Super Tuesday, asking, you know, what are they going to do if Nikki Haley drops out and it's Biden versus Trump? Who are you voting for? And only one of them, two of the people that he asked had an actual answer. One said Trump, the other one said Biden. Both of them took a lot of time to get there. A lot of them were just like, I don't know. And Klepper would do something like, okay, so you believe, you recognize that Trump is an existential threat to democracy. And the response is yes. Yeah, he's a threat. He can't be allowed to run again, yada, yada. All right, well, say you know, the impossible happens and it's Trump versus Biden. Who are you voting for? Like, they can't say they'll vote for Biden.
Say the impossible happens and it's Trump versus Biden. It was always going to be Trump versus Biden.
Oh, yeah. Klepper's just fucking with these people.
Yeah. I saw one person that did say he wouldn't vote for Nikki Haley because she didn't have any balls to scratch. That is a quote. Give me a fucking break. God damn this fucking brain dead backwater cousin fucking country. Good Lord.
But the problem is, where are you going to go? And how are you going to get there?
I can't go anywhere because I don't have any skills that other countries would find pleasing.
Oh, sweet summer child. They don't want any of us anyway.
But what am I going to do?
Nobody wants us.
Am I going to the Canada?
They don't give a shit what you can do.
I'll go to the Canadian border and they'll say, what can you bring to Canada? And I'll say, well, I do podcasts.
Canada does take a select group of people. We have a friend that's an aerospace engineer that Canada took very openly.
I have a former friend that's going to go there on refugee status. But we won't get into that today.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
What the fuck? What are you running from? I don't like America. But that's not true. That's not true. I love America. I think America is a great country. It just has a lot of issues. And
we can't slip into the idea of the old love it or leave it, because that's what people throw at you when they say that. And you go, no, it's literally a fucking, I can't think of the word right now. Logical fallacy. Love it or leave it is not false equivalency, but false duality. The idea that there are only two choices. There aren't only two fucking choices. If love it or leave it was true, we wouldn't have a country, because the founding fathers would have gone, well, fuck this shit, and gone out. Right? I mean, it would have been pointless. There's a reason that there are amendments to the first fucking thing they wrote.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it works. Yes.
God.
You have to be able to change it.
I do love the number of people that talk about how, like, you know, you can't change the Constitution. Like, it's not a living document. Like,
can't do it.
You can't change it.
Can't be done.
They've changed. They've changed it a couple dozen times, genius.
You know those first two things that Bill like talk about being violated all the time, being able to talk and owning a gun. Yeah. I wonder where that came from.
I'm sorry. I'm still watching the State of the Union address, and Kamala Harris and the Democrats have stood up about 50 times to applaud what Biden's saying, while Mike Johnson and the Republicans just there. Mike Johnson, again, I can't tell you how smug he looks back there. Mike Johnson, who is only in the position he's in because Kevin McCarthy got voted out because once he didn't side with the extreme right MAGA section of the House. And because of the deal Kevin McCarthy had to make to get there in the first place, he got booted out.
And I don't know if you've got closed captioning on. They're talking about taxes. They're talking about making the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes. And literally, Mike Johnson is like shaking his head.
He's just sitting there because Biden could literally say right now, puppies are adorable. And Mike Johnson would shake his head no and wait for Donald Trump to confirm or deny. Like, God, I got to stop watching this. I'm getting angrier as I'm watching this. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Lindsay, what's the top five for tonight?
I don't know if you're going to be able to do it at this rate. You're so angry. It was going to be top five stupid things that make us laugh every time.
I had a lot of trouble with this. I eventually had to fall back on like just stupid fucking videos because I could not, like, here was my problem with this. And I waited too long to say something. I don't think the things I think are funny are stupid.
I don't either.
Fine, but okay. Let me reword it as insignificant things that make us laugh every time.
The small things.
That's not what I did, but I'm gonna barrel it anyway. Mm-hmm.
The rules don't matter, and Congress is made up. It doesn't matter. let's just.
The best judge I had of this was that Shannon, we've talked about this before. Like, there are things that we find funny that then you show to certain people and they like they smile and look at you and they're like, okay, is it over?
Yes.
Is
that done?
So well, I was like, I
stuff that makes you laugh every time.
I asked Sarah, I was like, hey, do you remember any dumb shit that I have shown you and laughed at and you've just been like, you're so pretty. Like, you just pat me on the head. Like, that's what I need right now. That's the stuff I'm looking for.
All right,
the best she can come up with is something that we actually both think is funny, but it would be significant. And this wouldn't be on the list, but she's right. Anytime that Kramer or someone Kramer adjacent does that little, like, shake entry. So him or Charlie doing it on It's Always Sunny. That little, thing, like, it fucking ruins me every time. I can't. It's like being tickled. I can't do it, and it's funny to me. But when other people do it well,
so
it's very funny.
Stupid things that That's make it. You laugh every time. Let's just say stuff that makes you laugh every time. How about that?
Fine.
Okay.
The consistently funny shit.
Yeah, stuff that you will always laugh at. I will go first. Okay. Sorry, Jesse.
That's fine.
I'm pulling
Shannon's
my first.
Worried about something getting taken.
I am not. I'm gonna. So I'm going to start mine off with something that makes me laugh every time. And maybe I'm borderline racist for laughing at this. I don't know. All I know is that this makes me laugh. This makes my friends laugh. And none of their girlfriends or wives ever join in. And I'm going to call this, because I can't call it by what it's actually called, I'm going to call this Ninja Turtles of a Different Variety. If you know, it's you so know.
Stupid. It's so funny. I haven't made Shelby watch it yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
The initials are still TMNT. Yes.
So
it's so fucking bad.
What this,
don't enjoy that stereotypical humor.
What this is a dub of Ninja Turtles, the live action films, with a very urban hood leaning. Some of my favorite quotes from that is when Raphael looks at Leonardo and says, first off, you talking to a blood, so take that blue shit off your face. when Splinter comes down and tells him, like, nah, what y'all laughing about? Raphael bragging on that little dick, that little Halloween snicker dick.
What the fuck?
Yeah, show me after this. I'll show it to you. It's pretty good.
Oh, God.
If you might be able to find it as Hood Turtles, maybe. I don't know, but it's very funny. And that's all I'm going to.
Do you find it funny? I don't find it funny.
I think I cried the first time I watched it.
You did. You and Bob were both dying.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, that's where I'll leave it. Let's go to Jesse now for his first pick.
Okay. My first pick, I think Hunter would be the only other one here that would even come close to taking this. It's from the film Hot Rod, which honestly,
no, I skipped movies altogether. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Most of that movie is pretty stupid, but also just gold.
Yes.
Solid gold. But the part in particular that has me rolling every single time I watch that film is when he falls down the hill.
It's down the hill. It's the fall down the hill after the Footloose dance. Yes.
Yeah, he recreates the entire like dance scene from Footloose.
Yes.
The
barn dance scene. I was going to say, you got to be more specific because Footloose is indeed a movie about dancing. So.
Yeah, that's fair. So towards the end of it, he trips and he starts falling down a hill and it just starts with shit. Like a solid 3 minutes of him tumbling down a hill. it's fucking funny.
It's so stupid, but the reason, and I know exactly what you're talking about, the reason it gets me every time is because the thing that happens before it is also absurd. Like, it's not like you're playing it straight. He's dancing in the fucking barn. He's doing the whole Footloose bit. That's a bit in and of itself, and you assume when that's over, it's going to go back to being normal. And then it's just, shit! And then just a solid minute straight of hitting every branch and rock on the way down this hill. And it's one of those things that it goes on so long. It's funny. And then for a minute, you're like, oh, my God, is this over? And then it gets funny again after he sails for just a little too long.
It comes full circle.
Jesse can't talk. He laughs so hard about it right now.
It's so good. Because, Hunter's absolutely right. Like, this starts with, like, he finds out his stepdad is dying, and he's taking it really hard, so he's got to go, like, anger dancing out the woods. He goes to his
importantly, he's taking it really hard because he wants to be able to beat his stepdad's ass before he dies so that he can prove his worth to him. So he's upset that he's going to die before he can beat the shit out of him.
This movie is absurd. It's so good, though.
I haven't seen it in so long. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Every time, as soon as shit.
All right, well, Shelby, save this because I don't know what the hell they're talking about. What do you got?
This is what this whole show is going to be, man.
Yeah, shit
that we find funny and no one else does.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm about to throw out. And I was just very recently, the last thing we watched kind of reminded me of it. Animated farts. Thank you.
What?
Jesse,
you shouldn't have taken a drink, man. What the hell?
So anytime like there's a fart animated in anything, it's always overdone and so fucking stupid. And either you really think it's funny or you're like, oh my god, why would they put this in here? Case in point, what is it that we were just watching?
Zom 100,
Diary of the Bucket List of the Dead.
Oh, really? Because I was gonna—that's on my list to watch. Is that really in there?
No, it's fantastic. Like this is a half a second bit that is very much like related to the scene. It's very funny.
Oh, it was. It happened, and I started laughing, and then they like hit you with that. You don't get to recover from the initial laugh before they really just bury you in it, and then it's gone. It's over. They're on to the next thing, and you're still laughing about it. And that's what animated farts usually do to me.
There's only one time that kind of humor has made me laugh. Because I'm notoriously an uptight, uppity motherfucker that doesn't like toilet humor. But the one time it made me laugh, Jesse, you know what it is? Can you guess?
I remember commenting on it. It's like, you normally dislike this humor greatly. So I'm very surprised that you actually like this. And I can't think of what it is.
The one that gets me all the time is Blazing Saddles.
The beans.
The bean scene. That actually does make me laugh. And it was the first time that humor was ever actually even done in a film. So, all right. Yeah, well,
little kid Jesse died in that scene.
Little kid
Jesse giggles all the way through it.
Hunter.
I couldn't breathe when we were watching the show earlier. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, because that Zom 100, that's both an anime and a live action movie. Which one are you talking about?
The anime.
Okay.
I didn't know it was live action.
There's a live action adaptation of it. That's supposed to be really good.
The anime is spectacular. Like, Shelby and I are like 4 episodes into it. I definitely recommend you watch it, Shannon, because it has like that same bit from High School of the Dead where it's like really well animated zombies, scary shit.
Yeah.
But it never gets to porn.
Unlike High School of the Dead. Yeah, I will. I'll check that out. I'll check out the live action version that's not anime. All right, let's go to Hunter, who is the anime expert.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. I'm going to drop this clip into the text only for babies, and you probably don't want to try to watch it and listen to it right now. So I first became aware of Tim and Eric through one Matt Sism, who occasionally joins us here on the show.
God damn
it. And this particular clip is not even Tim nor Eric, but it's from the end of one of the episodes. I think this might be the first thing he showed me. He was very drunk. I might have been. I don't recall, which makes me think I probably was.
Puppet.
And this guy, it's at the end of the show. There's no context or setup for it. This guy just shows up. David Liebhardt shows up with this just horrendously Salome. Horrifying. Yeah, cat puppet. Well, the cat's name is Jason. But David sings this song about how he's teaching the cat how they're not alone in the universe. That there's lots of other people, and he loves the Carinthians. The Carinthians are his favorites. And he says the Carinthians say hello and goodbye by using the same word, Salome.
Salome.
And he wrote a song about it, and he'd like to sing it. And it's just the most Casio keyboard. This is cringe humor at its peak. It's Casio keyboard shit. You can tell this guy has no idea what's going on. Like, if you look at it too deep, it's probably a lot sadder than it is funny. But every time he pops that fucking cat head puppet up and it goes like 14 feet out of the body and comes a little too close to him, you can hear the mouth like clacking together. I'm ruined. I'm ruined every time it comes up. In fact, I'm going to play a little bit of it now so I can get a screenshot of what I'm talking about.
I think for the record, Tim and Eric as a whole could be me and you just on our list. Because I think you and Cody are the only people that appreciate Tim and Eric.
Yes. Yeah, very Jesse much so. As far not. As the like core group, yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. This is not the last time that I will probably mention them tonight, but this is definitely the main one I wanted to get out there.
Yeah, Tim and Eric is one of those things that I don't think was ever designed to be viewed sober.
Good news, buddy. Let's go to Lindsay. Let's see what Lindsay thinks. We're all dying to know.
So I have a list of quotes from my senior year of college because Ariel, being the type of person that she was, would write down a quote of the day like every day. And our senior year when we were in the house, she just had a big, huge piece of like newspaper print taped up in the hallway. And anytime someone said something stupid or asinine or just hilarious, it would get written on. And at the end of the year, she compiled it into a word file. And I cannot get through reading this entire thing without having tears streaming down my face. And Shannon has witnessed me doing this before because he's come into the room. He's like, "What are you doing?" And I will just be cracking up reading this stupid shit
and
that came out of my friends' mouths and mine in a single like semester.
And if you've never heard Lindsay laugh out loud, it's a cackle unlike anything I've ever heard in my life. Lindsay has the worst laugh I think I've ever heard.
It's so terrible.
Don't get me wrong. I love to hear it because I love knowing that she's happy. But at the same time, it is a witch's cackle straight out of an animated film from the 70s. So she's laughing right now. We might hear it.
That is pretty much her her you know those things where it's like you had to go live in the world of the last movie that you watched. If it was like a 70s animated film, Lindsay, like, "I'm good. That's where I want to be anyway."
Do you have one or two of those quotes you could share with the audience?
I have it pulled up here. I'm trying to find ones that like aren't completely terrible, but let's see here. I have
this one about Redskin Gary, is it?
Oh, you're talking about Jew Gary?
No, I don't know what he says. Queen Megan claiming that I'm cranky with a capital E, and just like stupid crap.
And this is a college student.
Yes.
My reaction was just to Shannon's reaction because it was that half second break and then the motherfucker.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Man. It's one of those things. Oh, okay, here. It got really dark out all of a sudden. Oh, wait, I put my sunglasses on.
Christ.
Oh, women.
Yes, sir!
I don't know. Some of the funnier ones are conversations, and I can't really do that on my own because it just gets awkward.
So stay tuned for coming horse time where we reenact one of Lindsay's college conversations. Lindsay, of course, will be played by Cody.
Yes.
And Kaz will be the narrator.
And then Kaz will shoot someone by accident. All right. So for my next pick, I only have to say it's a website, Jesse. And I only have to tell you the name of the website. Jesse's laughing already because he already knows.
I know what it is too, damn it.
Is it a political website?
It's BasilMarceau.com. Absolutely. God, Shelby, have you ever seen Basil Marceau?
No.
Oh my God.
He needs to free you from traffic stops.
The slavery, yeah. He's Hunter, if I remember correctly, was it a Freemason, Jesse?
He's a Freemason. He's a Republican in a Republic.
Yeah,
that's how he identifies.
He's gonna ban all slavery at traffic stops. He's gonna make sure that
free dental care,
because having no teeth makes people sad.
Let me give you a direct quote from his website. I literally just pulled up his website. I want you to read this out loud. This is a direct quote from his website.
All right. It says,
I'll read what you wrote.
Who protects this flag? Now tell me
No.
No, that's not what it says.
I'm sorry. Try it again. Who protect this flag? Now tell me who protect the same flag with gold? Two nations under God? Right.
What? I just keep waiting on you to go, these words don't make any sense.
I'll read the words you wrote.
I just remember laying on the living room floor, dying, listening to the video of this man.
Bob nearly pissing his pants.
Yes.
Like, that is the best part.
It was Stephen Colbert was the video we watched, him introducing Basil Marceau. And Basil Marceau went on a local affiliate, and basically they gave time to all the candidates. And he... You have to watch the video. This man,
it's so good.
His face is so red. He looks like he's just fucking drunk. And the thing I remember most is after we watched the video, Lindsay's right. I'm reading the website to Bob. He's face down on the floor crying so hard that he said he was going to piss himself. I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in my life. Fucking Basil Marceau.
I didn't know that was
this is literally how it reads on his website. Hamilton.
I ran for Hamilton County Mayor and 10 dot governor.
Oh Jesus. Yeah, hang on. Let me drop the link to the website.
Damn, I can't do it anymore. Jesse, go ahead.
Sadly, it is not basilmarceau.com anymore. But Saudi Daisy.
I cannot read this. I cannot read this fucking website right now. I will never get through this show.
God damn.
Oh, God, I'm crying right now. Shit. Jesse, please.
All right. My next one. This was a scene that I could just pull up occasionally. Like, anytime that I wasn't, like, feeling particularly great, I could pull this up and it never failed to make me laugh. It's from Parks and Recreation. It's Ron Swanson drunk dancing to Flo Rida's Who Dat Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit is hysterical.
This is fucking like, face, man. It's just he's so gritty.
Completely fucking hammered. He's got on this little costume hat that he grabbed from one of the other coworkers, and he's just living his best fucking laugh. Oh my God, it's so funny. All right. The first time I ever saw this, I was laying in bed. I was going to sleep. I was watching an episode. I was going to sleep. I was living with Ben Martin at the time. And that scene hits, and I'm just fucking dying in the bedroom. Like, choking laughing. Like, to a point where Ben actually, like, knocked on the door and was like, hey, you okay in there? And then I sent him the clip, and a few minutes later, I just heard him dying in the living room. Oh, it's very, very funny.
Ron Swanson as a whole, national treasure. The surprise on people's face when they realize that Nick Offerman is not Ron Swanson.
Like that.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of commonality between them, but Nick Offerman is very liberal.
Yes.
Right.
And that always makes me laugh. All right, Shelby, next up.
Brandon Ferris. He's known for doing a bunch of these like Google Translate videos where he will put a recipe through Google Translate about 300 times. And then back into English again, and he cooks based on what it says.
Oh, no.
Oh it's bad, but it's so good. He does a series where, like, he will openly just give people his credit card. It's one specifically for his Google account, and they just buy random shit off Amazon, and he has to make a video with it. It's just ridiculous shit, and I think half the time when you guys, if you hear me cackling over his headset or microphone from the other room, that's what I'm watching.
I might have to check that out because I love Google Translate, and I can only imagine the fun.
Oh my God!
All right, so Double H, you're up next.
This is maybe the funniest thing that so Kirby Ray passed on exactly two funny things to me while I was at River Radio. That's not true. Kirby and I had a much better relationship than I sometimes make it sound like. But there were two things that stuck with me. One was his Street Lights Pete Poe bit.
God damn, I love that one.
But this was a video that he passed on to me that was something that, again, around the time that Matt and I are watching Tim and Eric and Tom Goes to the Mayor and that kind of shit all the time, he passes on this video that I've just known as Creed Shreds for a long time since then. So this is not the only Shreds video. There are a bunch of these. But this is the first one I saw, and to me, this is still the funniest one. It's just... somebody, you remember when the like de rigueur of the internet was, I'm going to take a video and I'm going to dub in audio over the top of it. It's, right. It's the Bozo dubs, but like, you know, back when they were actually funny. This is that. So someone has taken random clips of a Creed concert and they've dubbed in the not just the worst singing, but like the worst playing of all time. It's completely out of sync. It makes no sense. It's terribly like not funny. It's the exact kind of thing you would think of in the moment. Like at one point in time, Scott Stapp puts his hands up and the guy doing his voice goes, "Oh, these lights are too bright." Like, it's so dumb. It just makes me laugh.
It's so, I'm watching it. It's so awkward too.
Yes. Yes. That's because they make it sound like there's like three people in the audience.
Awkward humor is the best humor.
And that's what this is. It's just very much so cringy. There's a bunch of these, and again, various other ones are apparently good. There's also a Hall & Oates Man Eater Shreds.
It's funny.
Creed Shreds is my favorite one for sure.
Funny you mentioned that because I have something similar on my list up next, and I think you've seen it. We'll see, but let's go to Lindsay right now and get her next pick.
So there's an anime that I still love that's only a 2-episode OVA. It is the dumbest thing in the world. No, that's a different one. This one's Elf Damn Princess it. Rain. And so the main character basically thinks that he is Indiana Jones, but he doesn't do anything outside of his hometown. And he discovers an elf. And there's a spot where he thinks he has found this great elf treasure because there's a giant glowing rock. And he is going to town being like, "Yeah, I found it. I got this treasure. And meanwhile, the elf in just kind of a deadpan, "No, I think it's just a signpost. It says no winter this time. Try looking to the east." And he's still just going off to town that he found this great treasure. And I die every single time.
For the record, I am now changing Shelby's name in the chat to "And he discovers an elf." I think that's very funny to me.
That goes along with what was the one from yesterday? Men from our past.
Oh, God. I wish I hadn't looked into the fucking chat.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Asa, yeah. just breaking news from Asa. Akira Toriyama passed away.
Oh, goddamn.
Girl
Hematoma.
If you don't know who Akira Toriyama is, he did the character designs and art for Dragon Ball, which I think is his.
Yeah.
He also did Chrono Trigger. Was Blue Dragon. That's like, amazing.
Very iconic artwork.
Amazing. I don't even like Dragon Ball, and I loved his art.
This feels like a pertinent time to admit on the air, I don't know shit about anime. We make a running joke about
thanks,
how
Maria.
I know a lot. And that's the bit, is that I actually don't know shit about anime, but even I knew who Akira Toriyama was. That sucks.
Thanks, Ace. Like, I didn't wish I hadn't checked the chat. All right. I'm going to go back. Let's try to bring some more light back into this real quick. Hunter, I said that I had something similar on mine. So there was, I don't know the name of the video. I don't know what you would call it. But I remember finding a video years ago, and it was called something like the most metal scream in history, or the hardest scream in history. And it's a Mudvayne song. Well, let me see if I can find it real quick.
Okay. I mean, I'll see if I can pull it up. If you want to keep talking, I'll try to find it.
And the joke of it is there's this big lead up to this song. I don't know the song, but it's like dun 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 dun, and the dude's going hard on the guitar, and then the lead singer Mudvayne's like nodding his head, and then when he opens his mouth to do the scream, someone dubs over and just goes and it makes me laugh every time.
I think I found it. I'm pretty sure I have it right here.
Put it in there. Let me see. Throw it in the chin.
Is yeah, that's it? Yeah. I just heard it. All right, it's right here. Yep, this is it. The one. Because yep. For a minute I thought it was one of you guys talking. This is Dig by Mudvayne, by the way. This okay. is the name of the song. But yeah, it's right around the 12, 13 second mark, it looks like.
Because they build it up so much with the guitar and if you know Mudvayne. And then they're just a little... just fucking... It still
he
makes
just
me laugh.
Bored. He just goes, I thought it was one of you guys talking.
Oh, still makes me laugh to this day. All right, Jesse, you're up next.
All right. I'm going to do from Futurama. He just said woo.
Woo. No, Jesse, woo. That's the that's air escaping
through
the flaps in his fat. Oh,
I don't know this.
You've never
bit.
Seen this, Hunter?
No.
So it's from like one of the episodes, the Tales of Interest, where Bender wonders what it would be like if he was a human.
Okay.
And so like he
goes about as well.
All the vices, yeah, he's right. All the vices that he has as a robot are much more enjoyable as a human.
Yes.
and at the end, like they're partying, and he's turned into this giant blob monster, and he dies at the end of the party. And they're like, oh, he's dead. Because they give him the Nobel Prize at the end of it. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah. They're like, oh, he's dead. He's like, but he just said woo.
No. That's no. That's air escaping the folds of his fat.
That's good. And he just said woo.
And then they roll him out, and he's just going woo. Ooh.
Shit.
All right, like Shelby.
There's the clip.
He just said woo. All right, you're up next.
From DBZ Abridged, he just keeps kicking me in the balls.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one. Jesse's laughing so hard, the audio is not coming through.
You can't
through.
Even talk.
Yeah.
It's distorted. Okay, I was admittedly watching the Bender clip a little bit, so I heard something about someone getting kicked in the balls. What's going on?
So,
Dragon Ball Abridged in general is just hilarious.
That's what I've
and
heard.
This is the getting better and better. So, this is during it starts in the Cell fight, doesn't it?
I mean he regularly gets kicked in the balls like that's a thing throughout like
the first episode it happens is when he's fighting one of the Cell stages and he just powerhouses into his fucking gonads and you hear the opera music in the background just oh
powerhouses into his gonads.
I didn't want to say anything. Anyway, so like it becomes a running gag.
My dick.
Why does he keep kicking me in my dick?
Somebody, please tell me they got that clip. Show me saying that.
I hope Ciro Viegas is still. All right, hold on. 53
that is
minutes.
That is a soundboard.
Yes.
Clip if I have ever heard one.
Hunter, remind me, 53 minutes. That's where it's at.
I got it.
That's coming. I got it. Coming soon to the soundboard alongside classics like
yes, sir. And Dark Gray Mist.
Enjoying your shrimp.
Why does it keep kicking me in the dick?
Oh man.
Oh.
Awesome. They all kicked me in my dick.
Like the best one is whenever he can't even. It's happened so many times. He's like, "Wow, he keeps kicking you in the dick."
you guys couldn't hear the noise that she made. I'm pretty sure
we heard a quick little, and that was it.
Because it's the long, like it's just that long squeak, like the. Oh, it cut out me too.
All right, Hunter. Something a little better.
I'm
unless yours is dick related. I am a fan of dick jokes.
If not, I'm gonna steal a couple of things here, but they're both I'm gonna cheat here, I should say, and I'm doing two things, but they're both from the same medium, and I don't think anybody else would pick these. You guys have probably all heard the Jurassic Park Melodica cover.
Is it that really shitty?
So that fucking sends me every time, and that's the one I just dropped in there, but I'm gonna drop something else in there because that's like a meme, and that kind of feels like cheating. Although again, I laugh every time they do the big build up. Welcome.
I'm pretty sure there's a Titanic one also. Really bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But this isn't even meant to be a fucking meme. It just makes me laugh every time. There's a part in Jurassic Park, which is one of my fucking favorite movies, and it's after Tim gets shocked off the electric fence, right? Mm-hmm. Grant runs over to try to resuscitate him, and when he does, the way, and I dropped the exact clip, this is all that's in that clip that I just put in there, the way that Sam Neill says, "Tim, no, Tim," it's so melodic, it sounds like a song, and I laugh my ass off ever since I pointed out to Sarah. She's like, "You son of a bitch, I can't watch this movie anymore," because all I hear is, "Tim, no, Tim." And then years later, I'm fucking playing Heavy Rain, and you guys know the Jason, and all I hear is, "No, Jason. Tim." Every fucking time. If they ever make a Jurassic Park musical, I just want someone else, because the reason this clip is uploaded on here is because other people knew exactly what I was talking about. I just want them to, there's got to be an Easter egg in there of Tim getting shocked out of the fence and the actor going, "No, Tim." It's gotta be. It's gotta be.
Oh, that's
so stupid.
Sometimes we laugh on the show. We're all black friends. All right, Lindsay.
What? Okay. So I can't help but laugh at the world's cutest frog. Is it that desert rain frog?
Yeah. Yes. He squeaks with anger.
It just squeaks, and I want to hug it. But it makes me giggle every time because he's just like.
Not gonna pick that up either.
No, it's too high pitched. It's too much of a squeak.
No,
it's his war cry. So he's an cute, angry little frog.
So angry.
Yeah.
He's so mad. So mad.
He's a living squeak toy, and he's very pissed off.
Only people like Shelby and Lindsay know what it's like to, like, when you get mad. People just go, "Aw." Like that poor frog.
Very frustrating.
Yeah.
Such a cute little squish ball.
Speaking of cute little squish balls, Shannon, you're up next. All right. So my next pick is a clip from a movie. It's go back to Blazing Saddles for a second. Tanner, I don't know why, but when Tanner does it especially, it just cracks me up and I just giggle every time. But it's the part where they're trying to trick the KKK, and and Gene Wilder, he just looks at them and goes, "Hey boys," it's just that, "Hey boys," and then he pulls.
"What we got over here?
Where the white women at?" Every time, that never fails to crack me up. Tanner does the best Gene Wilder when he just goes, "Hey boys," it's just goddamn. Oh my god, that whole movie, honestly, but especially that part. I think Blazing Saddles is probably the funniest movie I've ever seen. I just can't stop laughing at it. Oh god. All right,
as much as I love that bit, there is the line that gets me every time, no matter how many times I hear it. Is somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dime.
So I was gonna say, up next here, I've got another Blazing Saddles line. We'll keep that.
Okay. Oh, you thought he was gonna take it? Okay. All right, Jesse, go ahead, keep it going.
I was concerned Hunter was about to just take mine. Because the one that fucking kills me every single time. "Tell him I said ow." Got it?
"Tell him I said bong ow." "Tell him I said ow."
Got it.
Shannon's right. That's my favorite comedy.
Oh.
And I think it is the funniest movie in existence. And like so many lines in that kill me. Like John Massey and I, that's how we got through days like A-Stop, which is cool. Like we would run through that movie. If you stuck around long enough in a given shift with
the whole movie,
like you'd be able to see that whole movie.
Yes, I remember that time we watched it, and Kevin was quoting the entire film as we watched it. But no, but you know Kevin, so he got half of it wrong. Because
Mr. Burns, what's your last name?
I don't know.
God damn it.
Oh my god. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. All right. Shelby, go ahead.
I want to say my cat Tally, specifically when she tries to jump from the toilet to the counter.
Oh no.
Oh, God. Sometimes she was incapable, huh?
There are times when I swear she puts her all into it, and you think she's going to go real far, but it's just her legs that move. Her body stays exactly where it was.
Just, aww.
And sometimes like she'll make it like almost to the counter, but she won't quite get there. And then she just, you know, she has that fucking, like, Mufasa from Lion King moment, where she's, like, grabbing on the
She also has this really dumb habit of just, like, planking really hard. Like, she does not twist or move to catch herself. She just is, like, whatever position she's falling in, she locks into that position. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. I want to make sure this hurts.
Speaking of, Tanner is playing Call of Duty with him. He's going to go prone.
He's so scared.
That's where he's going to be. He's not going to move. The risk of moving is too great.
Sometimes people forget, I think, that the internet was created for cat videos.
Yes. There's no other real reason.
There's no reason.
Everything else is just icing on the cake.
They're taking TikTok away from us, so...
Cat video's gone.
All right, Hunter.
Shannon, I'm going to hit you with a more modern one, but I have found that even since I have been aware of it, I laugh every time that I think of it. And all I have to do is make one little sound, and you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. And that is, whoa.
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 Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, I was going to say which one, but yeah.
No, it's Sonic the Hedgehog learning to run or figuring out how to run.
Just the
beginning of it's funny enough when he just first comes on the scene, just whoa.
But it's when he hits the whoa, whoa.
He slows down. Whoa. You can tell he's like trying to figure out how much he can do the whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
I love later
I showed
on.
That to Sarah thinking that she was not going to laugh at it. And it was one of those things where, again, it went on a little too long. And she's like, what? Is this over? Like, what? And then he's the whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I finally got her. That was it.
I also, since it's Metal King Boo on YouTube, I can't not laugh. I fucking hate Wario. I don't understand Ethan's obsession with him. But that video where he just starts laughing, he just starts laughing like, ha! I just start crying laughing. It's so stupid. If you hadn't picked that one, honestly.
Ethan literally just shared it as you said that. No Wario way. World laughing.
Oh, shit, he did.
At that exact moment. He literally dropped that clip at the exact moment.
I was sure that it was Shannon sending that.
No. Ethan's on fire.
No.
Well, that's the first time I've seen that, and just the very first wah! Yeah.
It's later on when he goes, ee! Oh. Ee!
That makes me think of the
so stupid
that fucking meme clip that everybody puts different subtitles on of the guy with three teeth laughing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The one I saw was Order 1866 or 1886 or whatever. Yeah, yeah. It do. All right, Lindsay.
You'll have to refresh me if you even remember, but there was an MMO that you could get a very specific pet.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Purchasing something.
It was the turtles.
And those pets were the doo-doo turtles.
Yeah.
Doo-doo turtles.
Yeah.
The doo-doo turtles.
Oh, okay. God. What?
Well, hang on.
I forget which MMO it was, but it was basically a Ninja Turtles ripoff joke. No. But they were called the Doo Doo Turtles.
I hate it so much.
Yeah, we cried. We laughed so hard the first time we saw that. It was a bad translation. Pet, yeah.
But it was called a doo-doo turtle.
Yeah.
Well, now Shannon is called that in the group.
Damn it. Damn it.
Look, sooner or later, we got to let Willy's chocolate experience go.
But why would I have to go from Willy's chocolate experience to a doo-doo turtle? Is what I want to know.
Because that's how your intestines work.
Yes, sir. I mean, Shannon was dripping brown for the longest time.
God, thanks, this. Maria.
That's true.
So, all right. I have to give an honorable mention really quick before I pick my last one, because I didn't think it was fair to just have a person as a whole, but I'm going to say Stephen Bright.
I can help you out here.
Yeah. I was surprised the mic picked that up.
Oh, I had to really temper it.
When Steven gets to laughing so hard, and there's various things that we'll do and say that just gets him in his own, he starts crying, and it's so funny, but I couldn't pick him as a whole, but I do want to, speaking of Ethan, there's this clip of, there's an old Donkey Kong Country commercial or Donkey Kong Land on Game Boy where he picks up these bananas and a Game Boy falls on him. That's funny in itself, but there's a version of it where someone jumps up for it. And as it falls, he just, it just keeps starting and pausing the animation. And he goes like, oh. And at one point he goes, it's just, and then when the Game Boy falls on him, he just starts screaming out loud. And I don't care how many times I watch that clip, it just makes me fucking laugh. I can never not laugh at that clip. Every time Ethan comes into the store, I'll tell him like, "Hey, I found this new video I want you to watch," and then I'll put that on instead.
It's the same thing. Yeah. You're just Paul Rudding him.
Yeah. I'm going to put it in the chat real quick. Hold on. So the funny part is there's a YouTube channel just called, "Oh, These Are Pretty Cool Bananas." And it's this same clip, but like a million different versions of it. Oh, God damn. All right, Jesse, last one, please. Christ.
I have two honorable mentions. I don't think anybody's going to take either of these. Or I don't think I'm taking them from anyone. Scooter from Borderlands, just the character.
You can have it. You can keep that one.
I don't think anybody's going to be upset about that one. Like that, every word out of that dude's mouth fucking makes me laugh. One of my favorite ones is from Borderlands 1. Absolutely destroyed me and Trevor. The Lucky's an old buddy of mine, and by old buddy, I mean asshole that destroyed my mama's girl parts. That's just deeply funny to me. There's a game called Splosion Man that I don't think anybody...
I know Splosion Man. No, I know Splosion Man. Yeah.
It's a fantastic like indie game from like the late aughts. And you're playing through this game, and occasionally an enemy will pop up that changes the music entirely. He's called the Donut Man. Whenever he shows up, like you've got this, you know, action-y kind of music going on. Like the whole game is hilarious. But then this motherfucker shows up and the tune just goes, "Everybody loves donuts. Lord knows I do." It's deeply funny to me. All right. The actual one, that this is probably going to make you guys shake, especially Shannon, shake your heads even harder. At the beginning of "I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry," a spectacular film.
Is he being sarcastic or is he being serious here?
No, this is legitimately like, Shelby knows this about me. It fucking destroys me every time I see it. They're rescuing this great big fat guy from a burning building. And they fall down, the three of them fall down the stairs together. And it ends up being a situation where Adam Sandler's on the bottom, and then in the middle is the gigantic fat guy. And Kevin Smith, like, rolls off, like, not Kevin Smith, fuck.
Kevin, Kevin James.
Yeah, Kevin James, like, rolls off to the side. And, you know, Adam Sandler's underneath this real big guy. Kevin James' character asks him, like, if he's okay. And he has, you know, he holds the thumbs up. And then the fat guy just farts in his face. Just this real loud, just gross fart. And the thumbs up just goes to a thumbs down. And that fucking kills me every time I see it.
I do not appreciate the amount of toilet humor involved in tonight's episode.
Farts are funny.
I recognize that that is so fucking stupid, but it absolutely destroys me every time I see it. Just the fucking, like, the thumbs down.
All right, Shelby, class it up.
I don't think it's going to happen. My top pick for tonight comes from A Million Ways to Die in the West.
I love that movie.
I wonder if I went to the same place.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. No. It's not what I picked, but okay. When I think of that movie, there's an immediate thing that I think of.
Well, there were many, many things I wanted to pick, but all of them are, like, sure, too long to quote because it's usually a little bit of a setup for them. But one of my favorite things that I constantly think of is just that line between Albert and Louise where it's like, this guy's one of the best shots around. I look like I have Parkinson's next to him. What's that? Oh, it's just another way God mysteriously shows that he loves us. And I fucking lose it every time on that.
Every time that I think of that movie, the first thing I think of is, oh, there he goes. Bye, Mr. Mayor. Oh, you have one becoming wolf shit.
And that's why, like, I wanted to do that one too, but I was like, he has a whole spiel, and this is our mayor.
Oh, yeah.
He's been dead for 3 days. No one's checked
him. And no one's moved him.
No one's murdered him. Like, there's a whole fucking
spiel. Coyotes just go dragging him.
Two wolves dragging him.
There they go. Bye, Mr. Mayor. That's exactly what I think of when I think of that movie every fucking time.
Oh, look at that. Wolves are dragging the body away. As to illustrate my point. Bye.
Hope you have fun becoming wolf shit.
That movie is fantastic. I don't care what anybody
It really does. Is. It's. I mean, it's not high cinema in any way, shape, or form, but it's very fucking funny.
Yes.
Okay, Hunter, you class it up then, because Shelby failed the assignment.
I'll class it up with a little tribute, I guess, a little bit of anime. And again, I couldn't pick between the two, so you take your pick. It's either Hello Every Nyan or
it's Butterfly. Or
it's the remix. Tell him to bring out the lobster.
Oh my god!
Santa Andagi. Tell him to bring out the lobster.
God damn that one.
Oh,
and Andagi.
Both of these ruin me every time. And the second one might be funnier just because they animated a little DJ Khaled to float around in the scene going, tell him to bring out the lobster.
God damn. That is a good
one. There's a still shot of this that I haven't paused right now. And just looking at it, I'm fucking crying laughing because they put both of his eyes on the same side of his head. It's this right here.
He's a flounder.
Wow.
Well, I know what my Facebook cover photo is going to be.
Right behind the unknown, right?
What am I replacing? Oh, Homer sitting on his car. That's a good one, but I gotta.
Yeah, it'll come back around.
We gotta make changes occasionally. All right. And there it
is.
And there it is. All right, Lindsay, last one.
I'm gonna round things out with pretty much anything that comes out of Catbug's mouth in season one or two.
Yeah.
Of Bravest Warriors.
We didn't do it.
We didn't do it. Clap your hands if you believe.
I believe.
That's just a kid that was given the freedom to say whatever the fuck he wanted, and he said, okay.
That kid's
hilarious. Wait, I'm standing in that one. I'll get you more. Jump for your lives, pony lords.
Out the airlock.
Fuck. Do not make me regret purchasing you from wenches and things.
I want to kill it.
Who is this man?
Danny wasn't even that mad.
I like your bushy. Wasn't I like your bushy eyebrows? Thanks.
I like your pointy yellow hair.
Yeah, there it is. Oh god damn! I love Catbug. They don't make them like they used to. Okay, that's That's it. Also, ASDF movie makes me laugh every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no dog. Why are you punching my salad?
Conan O'Brien makes me laugh. David Letterman, Walker, Eric Andre.
Walker told me I have AIDS. Just the fucking way Conan walks around the set after it happens. Like, what are we doing?
I'm throw up. I'm laughing. All right, we got to stop. All right, that's it. That's it for tonight. No more. If I do any more, I'm going to throw up.
Yes, sir.
That's it. All right. Oh, if you don't listen to tomorrow's Horse Time, shame on you. Join us live at facebook.com/podzilla1985. Join in on the fun as it will be a lot of fun, hopefully. Also, just as a joke, one last thing real quick, something to make you laugh. George Santos just announced he's going to run for Congress again. I kid you not.
Why not? Why not?
Oh, God. Go back and listen to this week's episodes. On Tuesday, we had an all-new PZ85. What do we call it? Horse plays. All new horse plays. as we continue our Deadlands campaign, it was a lot of fun. Myself, Lindsay, Steven, and Kaz with Hunter, of course, as the game master. On Wednesday, we reviewed and talked about White Men Can't Jump on Extras and Epilogues. It's a great film. It's a racist film. We love it. Tonight, obviously, is this. And then tomorrow, it's an all new horse time. See you tomorrow tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Shelby, you know where I'm going with this. Jesse. Nope. Jesse. Politely ask Shelby to take us out.
Hey, baby. You want to take us out?
Dead air.
No.
I can only see her in the background. Jesse, move your head so I can look at her directly because her camera's not on anymore.
More than I can see.
And both of their cameras she's are just trying to hide under her desk. The problem, Shelby, is that you have about 5,000 lights illuminating every move you make, so you cannot hide.
Yeah. That didn't work out for me.
Hey, Jill.